Hello, I want to thank you for returning our call today. You've reached Local Splash. This is Actin' Up Moving Services.
What's Local Splash?
Local Splash is a data service provider to Google and Meta, Facebook. We're calling about placing Actin' Up on the first pages of Google and Bing. When people are placing calls looking for the business services you provide there in the Greater Carmichael area.
Okay.
Is this the owner of the business I'm speaking with?
This is. It just was weird, like, when you guys called just a second ago, I answered the phone and nobody said anything, and then I called back, so it just feels weird.
Oh. My apologies. We've had our phone system this morning has been a little touchy. It may be that either we didn't hear you or our phone system decided to take matters into its own hands. But I'm glad you called back. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're talking about SEO, search engine optimization. You know,
right,
when you do a Google search, you get the little map on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
At short list of businesses attached?
Right.
90% of revenue goes to the businesses on the first page of that local map section of Google. So what we do here at Local Splash, when we have a first page position available in a specific area, we call through. So there are people who have been calling through this morning. And we look for just one business. And then once we find them, we close out the area. We do not work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do.
Okay.
So you do see the value in that for your business?
No, I definitely do. Mm-hmm. We have to update our address, though. We moved to the south area now.
Where are you located now?
Off of 47th Street, 47th Avenue.
But that's still in the Carmichael area?
It's in South Sacramento.
Okay. And
it's not far from Carmichael.
Okay, yeah, I can see that now. Do you do most of your work there, or do you also work outside the area as well?
No, we work all over the place. We go everywhere.
Okay.
We're not limited to one specific place. We just originally are based out of Carmichael, but now the home base is going to be over here as opposed to dinner, but we still work in both of the areas. All
right. Now, while we've been talking, I've been taking a quick look at your current online presence. So this Yelp listing that I'm seeing here, is it no longer accurate?
As far as the address and things or what? Because I know that we still are on Yelp.
I'm looking at that Yelp listing, and it shows, let me see what it says here. It doesn't say specifically where you're located, so that's probably safe. Now, do you have your own website?
We do have a site or something, but I don't mess around with it. I don't do anything to it or anything. It's just one that we had when we first started making our business. Somebody had called us, and they were like, oh, you want to make a website? And we were like, yeah, so.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it linked here on your Yelp page, and I didn't actually come upon it. So it looks like what I do see here online looks good. You've got a good online reputation, but I'm not seeing a big online presence at all. And you definitely should have that online presence. And that may be partially due to the fact that you've moved. How long have you been in business as Actin' Up?
As Actin' Up, we've been, we started about 2016, so, well, in 8 years.
Okay, right, 8 years, okay. And had you been on any other directories or any other websites?
We had the thing with GoSite before. And then, like, Google always calls and says that they want to sign us up for something. But we get so many of those phone calls and it's hard to tell who's who when they're coming through it, because they constantly come. So it's like, you know what, we just pass on signing up for stuff because the first couple of years we signed up for a lot of stuff.
Okay, I understand. So you signed up for some things, probably did not necessarily have a good experience with some of them?
It's not that we had necessarily a bad experience with them, as much as it was like a few of them, a couple places called us, for example, from some golf courses and things like that. And when they signed us up for whatever their program is, we don't have any way to know that they found us through that site or through those people. So we paid for a thing that we got a return on anyway, because the people call us when they call us. They don't say they found us over there. So we don't know. You understand what I mean?
Right. Oh, I totally understand. Yeah, we work very closely with our clients to let them know. First of all, getting on that first page as a top recommended option on Google, we would definitely get your phone ringing and get people calling you directly. Now, you can handle more business at this time?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. And also, I should ask, are you mostly looking for residential moves, or do you also do commercial moves as well?
Everything.
Everything. Okay. Great. And also, my apologies. My name again was Doug, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I'm Kira. Nice to meet you, Doug.
Did you say Karen?
Kira with a T, like top tier with an A at the end.
Okay, so that's go ahead and give me the spelling. T?
E-I-R-A.
E-R-I-A. Tira. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Tira, are you the sole owner of the business?
I own it with my husband.
Oh, okay. But now, if this was something you wanted to move forward with, would you be the one who would go ahead and make that that decision?
I would. I would call him to stop this so that he could have a heads up.
Definitely. It usually it works that way, not always the other way around, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I've worked with a lot of businesses where basically the husband does all the work, but the wife is really running the business. So I understand.
Right.
I understand how that works. So, so this Yelp listing that you currently have, you say you're getting work from it, or did you set it up yourself?
No. Actually, somebody had, through their Yelp account, they had left us a review a few years ago, and Yelp called us, like, somebody left your review, let's put you on the page.
Okay.
So,
is it doing anything for you, or do you feel like it's
actually, quite a few people say that they called us through Yelp, or that's how they contacted us, or how they found us.
Right.
Yeah,
that explains why you do have basically a good reputation, because it looks like Yelp is actually treating you reasonably well, but not giving you the presence you should have. That's something that we would absolutely do for you. In fact, you say you've been in business 8 years, you definitely should be there. Right now, we have a New Year's special going on. We charge a flat rate on a monthly basis, and what would determine that is mostly what I've been talking about with you here. So what I'd like to do is get my director, Mario, on the line. He would have that price for you. He would also be able to give you some specifics on what we're offering. What makes us different from some of those other earlier businesses you had spoken with or dealt with in the past? If you like what you hear, our price is fair. You feel you could move forward with us?
Once I see how much it is and stuff like that, what the obligation is.
That sounds good. Okay, so Teria, I'm going to go ahead and get Mario on the line. And as I say, he'll have that price for you and also be able to answer any other questions you may have. It's been a real pleasure talking with you, and you have a happy new year.
You as well. Thank you, Dad.
Okay.
Hello, Sarah. How are you doing today?